Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
They weren't even, I think they were last in rushing, and the way we gave it up today, that takes the cake.
Is fatigue at all a factor? I mean,
no.
Short rest?
No. That's the excuse. There's plenty of teams that go through the same thing. We got to stop the run. That's as simple as that.
Good on Cam Hayward. Not making excuses. We're old. It's only been a couple of days. Because that's poppycock. Both teams played on Sunday, and you got out to a 10-0 lead, and you let the worst rushing offense in the NFL run it right down your backsides. And it's legitimately one of the worst, or was, and it's still early-ish in the season, but it statistically was one of the worst rushing offenses of all time. 25 yards away from the next closest bad rushing team. Averaging 57 rushing yards per game. They almost doubled that up in the first half, Doran. And if they can't figure that out the rest of the way, their pass rush isn't going to be as effective, and you're not going to take the ball away as much, and you're going to give up points, and you are going to lose games. Because we saw it through the first couple of games. This looked like the Steelers from the first two games of the season.
Yes.
They stopped the run the last three. Particularly the last two, and what happened? 17 sacks, turnovers, and really the last couple of games prior to this one, you looked like the defense we thought you were getting this year. You can't stop the run, it opens everything else up. And especially when you play a team like the Bengals with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, and the slot receiver's name, who I can't say.
Yoshivash.
Thank you! 412-928-9370. You want to bitch about the game? You can. Do you think the Steelers are going to win the AFC North? Dorn and I both still do. I'm not going to speak for you, but I think it's more to do with the rest of the division than it is the Steelers. And this doesn't make me think the Steelers are any different than they've been the last couple of years. Now, they're getting to losses in a kind of a different way because they lost a shootout in this one, and Rodgers showed that he can at least trade points and touchdowns with the opposition. He's done that a couple of times now this year. But I still think the Steelers' ceiling and floor is pretty much 10-7, and I don't think the other division opponents can get to 10-7.
No, right.
And I'm not believing in the Bengals just because they whooped up on yo ass last night. That was the 10th consecutive win, by the way, Doran, for a home team in the AFC North on Thursday Night Football.
Really?
So it's not, this is not an excuse. It's not only a Tomlin problem. It is a big Tomlin problem, but the other coaches in the division have had trouble winning on the road on Thursday night as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
it's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.